A facility that has lowered infant and mother morbidity rates in the YK Delta has a new home. Bethel's pre-maternal home has moved to a new building along the Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. The new home is three times the size of the old one and has improved amenities for the region's expectant mothers during the final stage of pregnancy. KYUK's Daisha Eaton reports.
With her flowing black hair and a light blue dress that shows off her full pregnant belly, the woman in the window art at the front door of Bethel's new pre-maternal home could be any of the hundreds who stay at the facility while they await the birth of their babies.
These are not stained glass, but there's three of them in the windows, and they're an acrylic paint. So she's pretty prominent here, and she's pretty special.
She's even painted onto the barriers in the parking lot. That's Doreen O'Brien. She's managed the pre-maternal home for 24 years. The home is run by the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. It houses pregnant women from the surrounding 58 villages that YKHC serves during the last month of their pregnancy, so that they can more easily access care required and are closer to emergency services should there be a complication. The new home is a huge improvement over the old one, says O'Brien.
The first and foremost thing everybody notices is there's more bathrooms. Down there we had 24 beds and all our staff, and there was three bathrooms.
The rooms where women stay are larger, and they have nearly double the number of beds of the old home, 45. There's a movie and game room, a commercial kitchen, a laundry room, and even a workout room. The home is spacious.
This place is 17,000 square feet with 15 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms in their rooms. We have 2 public restrooms as well. And just the size, the old building was 5,000 square feet. This is 17,000 square feet. So it's 3 times the size that we were in.
The home started out as a standalone nonprofit in the late 60s, after local healthcare workers realized that many Native women from surrounding villages who'd been directed by healthcare providers to relocate to Bethel had nowhere to go. Some were living in poor conditions, even outside.
In 1967, there was a lady found living under an overturned boat up by the old Indian Health Service Hospital, about where the new YK building is now. And when the medical staff, somebody went out and found her out there and said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "Well, they told me to come to Bethel to have my baby and be safe, but I don't have any place to stay." So that woke people up and realized that the women were coming in from the surrounding 58 villages, but where were they staying?
An ad hoc committee got together and the Hoffman family donated a house. By 1971, the home had relocated to what is now the old pre-maternal home, a little pink building near the Lutheran church. YKHC took over in 2004. O'Brien says the old maternal home wasn't ideal.
There was at one time I had 37 women at that pre-maternal home. We had a big storm come in January, and every time a plane went to a village, they'd throw the pregnant women on it and bring them to town, and they'd be standing at the door, and I says, "Well, I can't just put you out in the street," and there was no place else for them. We had ladies sleeping on the couches, and I went to town in Bethel and bought every rollaway bed that was known to man in Bethel, and we put them up.
Today, each woman gets her own bed and a spacious dorm room with a shared bathroom. Back at the front entry, O'Brien gazes up at the design of the pregnant woman on the glass between the entry and the dining area and marvels at just how far the home for expectant mothers has come.
The first design of the new pre-maternal home back in 96 or something, and that was on the proposal booklet that was going out for grants. So there she is. She's just kind of there, waiting.
And now she, along with the hundreds of women who spend their final weeks of pregnancy at the home, will have a much nicer place to bide their time until baby arrives. Construction of the new pre-maternal home was paid for through a state capital appropriation of $12.6 million. The official grand opening is set for Tuesday, November 18th. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.